We've ate a goalless draw today. What were your thoughts on the game as a whole?
Very tense. Like predicted, two teams with a similar shape. A lot of duels. First half, it's been very good. I felt West Burns gave us a good momentum on that side. We had two or three very good chances through Devanti. The second one, where he cut inside, was the ball was played back by a Doncaster player that wouldn't stand the goal when the keeper made the save. I felt we should have gone up. I think the first goal was always important between two teams who cancel each other out, and we couldn't use that advantage in the first half to play with the wind to go 1-0 up. Second half, we was hanging in there. Especially there was one or two periods where we couldn't clear the lines. And obviously, yeah, we were very, very young. And when we had a corner a few times, we ran into counter-attack unnecessary, but that's the lack of experience and game management, and made it interested. Our keeper made three good saves. First half for us, second half for them. Overall, I think a fair result.
You predicted it before the game, saying both teams were likely to cancel each other out in terms of the formation, and it would take a bit of individual magic. It was goalless, but it wasn't as though they came here to take
a point.
I think
it was a good game. It was a good game for, I think it was a good game for the neutral to watch. Two teams went for it. I think first half was a lot of 1v1 situation with West Burns and Toffolo, and West Burns did really well in the first half. He put a lot of crosses in. We pushed him back on that side, and the game plan was working. In the second half, obviously, they got a little bit above us. We couldn't stop them from the front. We lacked a little bit energy from the front to press them harder, to stay higher up in the pitch. And then when you be against the wind and you defend deep, it's hard to get out of it. And that was happened in the second half. In general, I think the players gave everything again. No complaints in any way or form. Performance, especially in the first half, was good. Second half, like I said before, when we made the changes, we was really young. And there is some basic things we need to do better, especially when we have a corner.
You mentioned Wes Burns a couple of times, playing in that unfamiliar right wing back role. He really looked comfortable today.
Yeah, especially going forward, yeah.
And in terms of going forward for your team, you had that chance with Devante Cole in the first half. You mentioned the one-on-one, that header. Just didn't quite seem to get a clean connection, but it's the first time you've been held and stopped from scoring at home so far this season. How important is it that you obviously kick on and you get those goals at home?
The most important thing is that I was centre-forward, not playing right wing-back. So that's why we got West Burns into our squad, to be centre-forward and not right wing-back. And as long as we have to do that, then this will be difficult, because we need senior players who knows the league, to come on and change the game. And today Nedison was on the bench, and he's doing well in the development team, but it's a massive ask to come here and impact the game, that we win the game against Doncaster. So we need to get players back from the treatment table, and that is the key.
And one contentious moment in the second half in front of you, Kian Boldrew with the foul on Rodney Kongolo.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that?
It was a situation where we had not been good enough structured again on the set piece. I think Kian did the right thing. When he wouldn't want that header, they would run alone on the goal, and it was 0-0 at the time. I think we were a little bit fortunate, I have to say, but Kieran did the right thing. He did one took one for the team, and sometimes you have to do that.
You mentioned the treatment table, and you've got a couple of games coming up this week. First Walsall, then Blackpool here. George Glendon had to go off. I know it's a big week for you. Do you know
how he is? I don't know what is with him, so we find out tomorrow.
And in terms of the week ahead, it is a big one for the club. Walsall away, and then obviously the home derby here.
Yeah, definitely. And we miss a few players. So, but we always managed before, and we will manage again. And I have trust in the players. And I think sometimes going to Warsaw with last year, a very good result there. Pressure is not on us. They lost the day home. So things are possible there to get some points.